Offering municipal employees 2 weeks of paid family leave is too costly for Skagway. That's what the Borough Assembly decided at a meeting last week. While the Assembly rejected the paid family leave resolution, they approved a controversial ordinance amending Port Commission Code. If the Assembly had okayed the paid leave resolution, Skagway might have been the only Alaska municipality to offer that kind of benefit. National groups that advocate for family-friendly workplace policies said they did not know of any Alaska cities that provide paid family leave.
I don't know where this came from because no one else does it.
That's Assemblyman Tim Cochran. He and others had two concerns. Employees could abuse the benefit, and it could be expensive. Skagway resident Mavis Henriksen agreed.
I like empathy, but can you afford it?
The paid leave resolution was significantly trimmed down from its first iteration. The Civic Affairs Committee cut it from 30 days of paid leave to 10 days. They added restrictions, including that an employee needed to work for a year before qualifying and could only use the benefit once every 2 years. Skagway has about 50 municipal employees, and none spoke at this meeting or others about the possibility of paid family leave. Assemblyman Jay Burnham was the one who proposed it.
I don't see that as a big burden to the city. And as far as a reason for it, an attaboy to the people who work here is all the reason I would need to say yes.
But even the more restrained policy proposed by Civic Affairs worried the other assembly members.
We're not big enough to afford it.
That's Steve Burnham Jr. He agreed with an idea from Assemblyman Spencer Morgan, an alternative to allow for employees to take off more time when needed.
I don't see a reason why if somebody starts getting on the lean end of their sick days, why the other employees here, because it is a part of their package, their benefit package, why they can't donate it, a sick day or a few sick days or even 5 sick days to somebody who might need it in that instance.
The ability for employees to donate sick days to their fellow workers was removed from Skagway personnel policy in 2015. Civic Affairs Chair Angela Greaser said it was something her committee could look into changing. The Assembly rejected the paid family leave resolution 5-1. Jay Burnham was the only vote in favor. The other big decision on the agenda had to do with the borough code that governs the Port Commission. The borough attorney suggested changes to the code that would reinforce the commission's role as an advisory board with limited power. The recommendations came after one port commissioner had a conversation with cruise line representatives that some on the assembly considered out of line. Assemblyman Cochran, who is also liaison to the commission, has been opposed to the ordinance from the start.
Going out of our way to limit the positive progress and the help that the Port Commission does for this assembly.
Steve Burnham Jr. made changes to the ordinance using input from the Port Commission. The assembly voted 4-2 to accept his version with one change. Cochran and Morgan voted against it. The ordinance basically puts a lot of unwritten rules in writing, including limitations like the fact that the Port Commission can't act on behalf of the municipality. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.